Our critic at large, Laurie Stone, has a review of Psycho Beach Party, a play currently running off-Broadway in which the leading lady is a man.
Psycho Beach Party, starring Charles Bush and his superb Theater in Limbo company, is a peachy play. Bush is a drag performer. He's not well known outside New York, but he will be, because his work is deliciously entertaining and super smart. Psycho Beach Party, which is a spoof of early 60s surfing movies, dismantles the craziness of the age while letting us enjoy our nostalgia for it. Remember Gidget? Don't lie. Bush plays Chicklet, a skinny girl who wants to surf. But beneath the surface of this innocent creature and seemingly simple era lurk psychosexual beasts that can devour Cleveland in one bite. Chicklet's mom starts off talking like Donna Reed, but soon reveals herself a full-clawed Faye Dunaway as Joan Crawford. And from the depths of Chicklet rises alter ego Anne Bowman, dominatrix empress of the world. She wreaks havoc on the denizens of Malibu, including a pair of budding gay men and a Marilyn Monroe-type iron butterfly. But at the end, Starcat, a psychiatrist in training turned beach bum, conducts a wham-bam 5-minute psychoanalysis, and the parts of Chicklet are reunited. The majority of drag performers are conservative about sex roles and jeering towards women. The London performer Danny LaRue wears gobs of makeup and intricate binding costumes. For him, femininity has to be achieved like Mount Everest, and he reassures his audience that men and women are nothing alike. Working in another tradition, Charles Pierce dresses up like the divas Crawford, Davis, and Garland, but he doesn't like these women. They represent his sissy, damaged self, for instead of playing up their strengths, he burrows into their egotism, loneliness, and self-abuse. This kind of drag is about slumming in femininity, a place like Lower East Bitch. Charles Bush, on the other hand, plays feisty feminists, and his portrayals are always affectionate. He not only enjoys the femme part of himself, he sees it as admirable, emotionally expressive, receptive, and seductive. Unlike LaRue and Pierce, Bush's drag doesn't disguise that he's a man. His costumes don't soften his gawky boy's body, and he doesn't pad his flat chest. On occasion, he even bares it. In Bush's art, to go from boy to girl or girl to boy is not an arduous climb or a decadent fall, but a pass through a door inside the self. He does miss a chance to stir our psyches, though, by not casting women as studs. Granted, to generate excitement, Western women can't just put on men's clothes, because decades ago they appropriated them for daily wear. Women have to wear facial hair, chest hair, and a stuffed jock, as Lily Tomlin does playing Tommy Velour. Still, so long as maleness is deemed superior to femaleness, the notion of a woman wishing to be a man will never seem as perverse as a man wishing to be a woman. Charles Bush lets go of the masculine without fear of castration. His art has passed through anxiety. He can imagine anything without despising himself and without minimizing the scariness of fantasizing. I like acting girlish, womanly, and vixenish, his persona says. Who doesn't sometimes? His plunge into otherness invites the audience to indulge in their fantasies. He symbolizes the forbidden leap for everybody, whether it's a man wanting his female lover to stage all the parts of a sexual scene, or that woman wanting to take control, or a lesbian wanting to take a vacation in high heels and a dress.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and a contributor to The Village Voice.